Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back a little bit of Green Onions. That little instrumental piece there. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And whatever you got going on in your business, you're excited about something or you're frightened about something, we got something you can read or listen to or watch that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We have a different question every week, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. We're having a great visit with Keita Spock, our happiness expert. She's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we've been talking about balance between you and your life, between you and your business, I should say, your small business in your life. And we talked earlier about what a fine seam, what a blur it can be sometimes between our personal lives and our business lives. Keita, thanks again for staying with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
You know, even today, after all these years, my kids are grown. I got grandkids, and they're part of my life now. They're taking up some of my time. I'm blessed to have them in my life. But I even see now that my business, you know, sometimes I wish I had more time for my grandkids. And yeah. There were times when I wished I had more time for my kids. And you know, that's no different from anybody with a job. I mean, people who have jobs have the same thing. It's just that most people, when they have a regular job, when they go home, they kind of leave the job at home. I mean, at the office. And small businesses, we never leave our businesses anywhere. It's always on our backs, isn't it? It's always in our head.
Yeah. And that's completely natural. That's not something to get upset about. That's a very natural state of affairs. So sometimes, as I've said on the break to you, Jim, we, especially those of us who carry our own work, our own businesses, you need resources outside of yourself to make it easier. Mm-hmm. You can't do it by yourself, and that's why I've organized this telesummit, Happiness Formula for Parents. Reconnect to your kids, and they will love you for it. It's a great topic.
So it's coming up. It's coming up this month in August 15th. Through the 25th, you got 21 family experts in this thing, right?
Yep, 21 experts dealing everything from challenging teenagers to sensitive kids to anxiety issues for your kids. Mm-hmm. And all these things, Jim, are normal. It happens to a lot of families. And all of these experts from all over the world, literally, are online. And I will be interviewing them for a half an hour each. And if you register at happinessformulaforparents.com, you'll get your update every day as to when somebody is online.
This is free.
Yeah, and it's free.
She's giving this away, folks. This is the kind of person that Keita is. And this is one of the reasons why we love her. All right, so folks, it's happinessformulaforparents.com. It's a free summit. Now, these 21 folks are going to be on over a 10-day period. Are you going to do, a couple a day?
Yeah, a couple a day, and I'm doing at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time or 9 a.m. Pacific.
Right.
And then again at 9 a.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. However, once the interview is showcased, Jim, there are replays. So you register, and you get to replay any interview whenever you want.
Good.
So I'm trying to make it as easy as possible for all you out there, because I know how precious your time is.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. So give us an example of some of the guests that are going to be on.
All right. Maureen Dawn Healy is the author of Growing Happy Kids, and she has an upcoming book called The Energetic East Indigo Kids. So she's talking all about sensitive kids.
Right.
And is it harder to make
isn't
that
sensitive? Isn't that redundant? Sensitive kids?
could be, yeah. And the thing that's interesting here is she's going to answer the question, are sensitive kids harder to make happy?
Right.
Very, very important challenge. We have Dr. Friedman Shoeb, who's the author of Fear and Anxiety Solution. He talks about how anxiety affects your
children.
Boy,
small business owners know about that.
Yeah. And
we know about anxiety, don't we, folks?
Yeah, and the big thing here, Jim, is a lot of the comments can revert back to you yourself. Mm-hmm. You can apply them to yourself as the parent or the caregiver or as the grandparent.
Some of the other folks?
So Dr. Joseph Kirohi, he's an author of Mindfulness, Acceptance, and Positive Psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dealing with the power of resilience. Help your kids deal with setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk about setbacks. Don't we all have them?
Can I? Let me stick something in here. This is something this is something I tell people with small children, young children who are in business. I tell them, do not prevent your children from experiencing, from knowing what the struggle. If you're struggling, don't keep that from them. Let them see you struggle. Let them. One of the greatest blessings my family, my mother and father ever did was to let me see them struggle.
Yeah, because the thing is, then they understand that it's normal.
Life is not a bowl of cherries, whether you're a small business owner or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then another key expert, Christine Carter. She's going to be talking about positive emotions with family routines.
It's a free telesummit, Happiness Formula for Parents.com. Keita Schmucks, the moderator and the brains behind this thing. Keita, congratulations. Thank you for making it available. Good job today. Come back real soon.
Sure will, and thank you for the opportunity, Jim.
My pleasure. Keita Schmucks, stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.